May the eyes of your heart be enlightened. We've lost this sight in our hearts. We've lost sight in our hearts. We have forgotten how to see and experience life through the eyes of our hearts. The resignation statement that's often heard is, that's just the way life is. And that's taken over our ability to see through the eyes of our hearts. We just write it off as the way life is rather than looking at what's blinding us, what's keeping our hearts in check. When you listen carefully to conversations and the language of today, it's easy to hear the resignation and the defeatism. It's all over the place. Just listening to folks is really very revealing. And when you really listen intently and closely, you have to resist the urge to argue the facts or disagree with what's being said. But when you take a step back and really listen, without mentally preparing what the comeback is going to be, without listening for a hole in someone's argument, we actually can begin to hear and dismantle the resignation. When you listen beyond people trying to convince you about how great they are, you're able to really listen to how scared they are. We forgot to listen powerfully with our hearts. We forgot to have our hearts and the eyes of our hearts fine-tuned and adjusted. We can't see. We can't see with the eyes of our hearts. It's a rare encounter to have a heart-to-heart conversation. From one perspective, that's quite understandable. I mean, what would it be like to go through life just really open-hearted all the time? It's almost like a request or an invitation for injury. From another perspective, it's actually a way in which we can open ourselves to others and open ourselves to the world. But the real issue here is, how do we go about managing the sharing of our hearts, managing the sharing of our lives? There may be one or two people in our lives with whom we share access to our hearts. Most folks have many more locked out. And that's even just in consideration of our circle of friends, the world of people that we know. It's really common for our hearts to be closed. We operate with our hearts closed most of the time. And too often, we demonstrate that we're better at keeping people out than we are at letting people in. And with those sorts of limitations, watch this. We have a whole set of rules of justifications as to why we keep people out. We don't even have a sense of why we let people in. We don't even have a sense of what those conditions are to allow them in, because we have become masters of exclusion, masters of keeping people out. Now, at the same time, it's no coincidence that there's a direct connection between how we manage to keep people out and our awareness of who God is in our lives and what our calling is. There's a direct connection. There's a direct correlation. And it's interesting when you think about it to see how masterful we are at keeping people out and how predictable it comes in terms of our inability to describe our relationship with God. Or even more interesting is our inability to talk about what God has called us to do. I would offer for your consideration that people who are very good at keeping people out would be challenged to answer the question about what do you think your gift is? What do you think your calling is? Why do you think God has you here? I would offer that there's a direct correlation between the two. The better we are at keeping people out, the more distance we are from an awareness of our calling, an awareness of God in our lives. We have developed a skill, a gift of working the filters to keep folks out. And we can justify it saying that it keeps people out because they will hurt us, they will harm us. Well, absolutely. I mean, it makes no sense to invite people who we know will intentionally harm us into our lives. But at the same time, I would offer for your consideration that we have also thrown the baby out with the bathwater. We've locked everybody out, including ourselves. Looking at the cost of exclusion, so much more is being sacrificed here. We're not only depriving ourselves of the contributions of others, we're also cutting ourselves off from the presence of God within. We're also cutting ourselves off from the presence of God within. The scripture for today is actually a prayer. And the prayer calls for the eyes of your heart to be enlightened. The eyes of your heart to be enlightened. That enlightenment, that expanded awareness, is really a two-way process. It's enlightenment for those things and people we see in the world, but more importantly, it's enlightenment about the presence of God within us. Without that enlightenment, we are not able to see God's presence within because we become masters at building filters and exclusions. The scripture for today comes from Ephesians, and it reads, in part, I pray that God give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which God has called you. When the eyes of our hearts are enlightened, we not only see the world differently, we also see the presence of God within. When we are operating from a context of exclusion, little do we realize that we're covering up the presence of God within us. We're actually saying that God doesn't matter. It's not part of our awareness because we have not taken on that enlightenment. So, of course, we have no idea that's what we're doing. With the eyes of our hearts enlightened, we are able to see how marvelously powerful we are. And we're able to see our calling. And we're able to see the presence of God within us. And all of that becomes crystal clear. Our purpose in life revealed through this enlightenment. This is the prayer for each of you today. God bless.